You're listening to the Sound Atlas.
Yeah, let's try it.
Tommy Starr hanging out with you on the Sound Atlas. And today in the studio, I've got Mr. Vincent. Say hello.
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Now, we wanted you to properly introduce yourself, if you would, to everyone.
Well, I'm Vincent Langdon from a band you may have heard of called Black Gold.
All right. So, Black Gold in the house today. And we would like everyone to check out Black Gold. So before we do anything, go ahead and plug websites and all that kind of good stuff.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Punch in Black Gold Music. Smash that like button. Follow us. Show us some love. We just put out a new CD called Explode. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes. Just look up Black Gold Explode. You can about find it anywhere, really.
Yeah. So Black Gold, I would say kind of a new band to the scene. But as we were talking a couple of weeks back, you guys have actually been around for about 5 years.
Yeah, we really have.
So let's go back and kind of fill everybody in the back history of Black Gold.
Yeah. Well, actually, how Black Gold got together, we wasn't planning to make a band. I guess you can say it was kind of an accident, you know. Bo, my drummer, actually got a guitar for his birthday, I believe it was, and he knew I played. So I told him I'd show him a few things. He came down one evening, and we messed around a bit. Some things he picked up on, some things he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept seeing him eyeballing my drum set I had set up in the room. It was an electric drum set.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked weird to him because it's an electric drum set. I guess he thought it was like, you know, one of them video games, Rock Band or something.
Yeah,
it's a real drum set.
Yeah.
But then I noticed he kept looking over at him. I asked him, would you like to try the drums out? And he said, yeah. And then and I remember, because guitar wasn't my first instrument, I started playing drums like years before I even played guitar. My grandpa showed me. But he was looking over my drum set, and I showed him a very simple drum beat. And the song I had in my head was Bad Moon Rising by CCR.
That's a great tune.
Yeah. I mean, I love Southern rock too, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd give it a try. And then, you know, he picked that beat right up, and it just blew me away. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. He picked it right up. I knew that drums was the instrument for him, you know. And he picked that right up. Man, that's really how the band started. And then when we first started, we were three guys, you know. And,
so, but let me back up just a little bit. So, you and Bo met first.
Yeah.
And you were originally a drummer.
Yeah.
But then you did a little guitar. Had he played any drums at all before
day? No. He picked it right up, man. It was really something.
So, you two just kind of became friends, buddies and all.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to tell me now that apparently there was someone else that came in.
Yeah. Before Bo came down, me and my cousin Steven, we kind of discovered music together at a young age. Like, I remember first band I ever got into was Kiss, you know. My mom had this greatest hits album.
Really?
I loved Kiss. And he loved Black Sabbath. And I remember, like, I would learn, like, some kind of riff or something. Then he tried to outdo me. I said, oh, well, I got to do better than that, you know. So that's kind of what we did. And he came down that day. I called him. I said, hey, I have a guy who can play drums. You want to? He comes down, and he happens to bring a guitar, too. So when the band first started, it was two guitar players and a drummer. He wasn't even playing bass, but you got to start somewhere. So
eventually he switched over to bass?
Yeah, he switched over to bass, and that changed a whole lot for us, you know. Got a few more shows in the local area because of that, Ames County, you know. But
How old were you when all this was going on?
This was about, I guess me and Bo were in eighth grade.
Eighth grade, so like 13, something like that, 13, 14 years old?
Yeah, I guess Steven would have been a freshman in high school. Yeah.
So, Black Sabbath and Kiss. Kiss was one of your early favorites?
Yeah, definitely. I just fell in love with, you know, that whole Greatest Hits album, you know. I knew the hits, and then Aerosmith was another one of those bands. I wanted to be Joe Perry, you know, when I first started
well,
out.
Well, sure, Joe's cool, man. Yeah. So, Aerosmith, Kiss, so I guess your mom got you into these guys?
Yeah,
family members had? You said your mom had the Greatest Hits?
Yeah, she had the Greatest Hits album, and of course, I got an AC/DC too. I mean, just the typical classic rock.
That kind of became your thing.
Yeah.
So when you guys got together, the three of you, and you said, look, let's put a band together. Was Black Gold the first name you guys kind of came up with?
I guess that was really the first name, you know. That's what it seemed like would fit us, you know. Because we're from actually a place called Black Gold in Ames County.
Oh, so you guys took the name from the area there.
Yeah, the little community, I guess you could say, yeah.
That's cool. That kind of reminds me of the band Black Oak, Arkansas, which is from Black Oak, Arkansas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know if you know anything about Black Oak, Arkansas.
I believe so.
That's way back there.
Cool.
So you guys took the name from the area, and then tell us how this all came about to where you guys you got some gigs and you kind of started to get yourself out there.
Yeah, well, you know, we played a lot in Evans County starting out because, you know, we couldn't get, I mean, we weren't ready to maybe go out to Bowling Green or
sure.
or somewhere like that.
Well, you got to play around the area.
Yeah, you got to get started.
Somebody goes, come downtown and play, you know, Open Avenue Chicken right. Shack. You know, right, you do yeah. stuff like that at first.
Yeah, we played a lot of car shows that were uh-huh. in Evans County and, I don't know, just little get-togethers like that, man. Just
yeah.
stuff like that. And
didn't you tell me that at one show you guys were paid like $8 and some stickers?
Oh, yeah,
is that for real?
No, that was for real, man. That was down at Litchfield at a record store down there, yeah.
You guys played a record store and the guy gave you $8 and some stickers.
Yeah, $8 and five stickers, man.
So are these stickers like stickers for his store?
Yeah, the business. The place is called Nick's School of Rock, and we actually recorded our very first demo there. And, I mean, that demo never left my hands, you know. I don't want anybody to hear it. No. But
I can't get over that he gave you the $8 and the stickers yeah, was part of your payment.
That was it.
Here's $8 and take these stickers and put them on stuff and help me advertise my store. And what was exactly. the name of the place again?
Nick's School of Rock.
Is that still around?
It is. It's still a record store.
Nick, we love you, but that's a fascinating story that you would pay yeah. these gentlemen with cash. Which is cool, and some stickers.
Yeah.
That's the bonus. So there was three. How did you guys divide $8?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I got any of them.
Somebody got shortchanged.
Yeah.
So that was one of your early shows. Now, these car shows and stuff you're saying yeah, you played, yeah, did you guys take any pictures or film any of this stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's videos and stuff of it. I believe some of it used to be up on YouTube in the early days. Now I got all that removed now because that's not black hole today. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, there is videos and pictures.
That's pretty cool. So now, you know, I've known you guys for a couple of years now, and I believe you have two EPs out now.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, we have two out.
Now, up to that first EP, let's go back to that little early area there. Is that the same lineup that went in the studio for that first EP?
Yeah, that was the original lineup. Yeah, uh-huh. We're just two guys now. But yeah, that was the original lineup. Me, Steven, and Bo.
So let me ask you, from when you guys got together that one day
yeah.
and Bo, you know, started playing your drums
right.
and up to the point where you went in the studio to record your first EP, right. do you have any idea how many gigs maybe you guys played?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, man.
Were you playing pretty consistently?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're always looking for shows, you know.
Yeah.
About, you know.
So what was your very first show?
Very first show. Well, our very first show happened to be at Bo's family reunion, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it was his family. It was at an old firehouse down there, and I remember where we set up at. We was in a corner of this little room, and there was a couple snack machines over there, so we didn't have much room at all. But you got to start somewhere, like I said.
Exactly. You know, you guys played next to the snack machines.
Yeah, Bo's family reunion.
The thing of it is every band has got stories like this.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, don't feel bad about it.
Right,
you know,
right.
You look back on it. Well, first, you were like, we're just glad we're playing. But now, a few years later, you're thinking, that's so crazy that we did that. But every band has got stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So actually, it's kind of cool that you even got to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So you're thinking maybe you did 30, 40 gigs, something like that at least?
I mean, oh, yeah, definitely at least. Yeah, definitely 30, 40 at least. I mean,
so when you went in, and go ahead and tell everybody where you recorded.
We heard about David Barrick in Glasgow, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we heard some of his work, and then I found out that he recorded, you know, Blackstone Cherry. I'm a huge mm-hmm. fan of Blackstone Cherry, and that first album, their debut, is like just a killer record from track to track. And I thought, wow, if we could sound half that good, you know, we need to check David out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
so was he the first one that came to mind, or did you have some other folks that you were talking to?
Well, we wasn't really talking to anybody, kind of looked online, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that was the one that seemed like, you know, we should go to.
Now, you mentioned Blackstone Cherry.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're a big fan. Is the first album your favorite album by Blackstone Cherry?
Probably the first album. The second one is a close. I think the first one for me.
You like Folklore and Superstition quite a bit. Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one, too.
So I guess you have all their albums?
I do.
Yeah.
I have every one of their albums.
I'm sure you've seen them live.
Oh, yeah, many times. Anytime they're playing local, man, I try my best to be there.
Yeah.
Man. It's an awesome show each time, you know.
What was your first Blackstone Cherry show?
I guess. Oh, yeah, I was in 8th grade, and they played down here at the Plaza. You know, my parents took me, and it was like, I hadn't ever really been at a rock show before,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then that was just, you know, a life-changing experience for me, you know. It's just crazy how a band from this little area can grow to be that big. Mm-hmm. As awesome as they are, you know, yeah. I think they should be way bigger than what they are compared to what, you know, music is today.
Outside of the States, they are pretty big. Oh, yeah. It's just in the States. Right. I mean, they're doing very well.
Oh, heck yeah.
But they're not quite as big as they are in the UK.
Yeah, I think
but
they should be the next big thing.
You never know, man. Oh, they keep building and building. It can happen.
Heck yeah.
Man. Yeah. So you go in the studio, you think, hey, we got to talk to Barrick. You go in the studio. Tell us about that, meeting David for the first time and kind of talking about going in and recording with him.
Well, David's a cool guy, you know. He seemed to really be up to what we was doing, you know. He welcomed us in, you know, nice guy. You know, when we first went in there, I remember we gave you a CD. It was like, I think we just recorded, what was it, 3 tracks maybe, 4 tracks?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3 originals and 1 cover. I think it was Rocky Mountain Way. Mm-hmm. I don't quite remember. It's been a while.
Yeah. Are you saying this is before you actually cut the disc with him?
Yeah, this is actually before Dreams. Recorded half the CD at this one date, and then months later, we got these other songs and decided to put that together, and then that was Dreams.
So you went in, what that was just like a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess 2016.
16? How many did you press up?
We printed 100, and actually, we still have some left, you know. We never sold. I mean, that's just part of it.
But, yeah, that's part of it.
But yeah.
So you guys did that, and then, of course, you went out and played some more shows.
Yeah,
got a little
bit
bigger. What is the furthest you've played from your hometown? What is the name of your hometown?
We're actually from a place called Sweden, and mm-hmm. that's near, you know, Adams County, Brownsville.
So let's say Brownsville. What's the furthest you've played away from Brownsville?
We played at the Warehouse in Tennessee mm-hmm. with a
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yeah, Clarksville, Tennessee with a couple of bands.
Now, I'm sure the age kind of gets in the way a little bit, doesn't it?
That gets in the way. There's a lot of places we can't play, but there's also a lot of places we can play. You know, we're very grateful for where we can get in. You know, Spillway, Ted Balls, you know, Bowling Green is a true friend to us. You know, we really like playing around at Bowling Green.
Is there an area where that do you mostly focus around home? I mean, I'm sure you try to get out, but you kind of focus around home. Are there places around there, Brownsville, that you can play?
There's really not anywhere in Brownsville, man. It's like, if you don't play country, bluegrass, or gospel music, man, they almost won't give you the time of day. But I love where I'm from. I'm not talking about
I understand
where I'm from.
That. Yeah, I get you.
You know, we was stuck in Brownsville for a long time. And then I remember we brought you our demo CD, and then Captain Dean was needing an opener at Spillway, and that got us into the Bowling Green scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you very much for that, Tommy. That means a lot.
Yeah.
You know, that got us out of Brownsville, and I'm not hating where I'm from. I love where I'm from, you know.
I think they understand that. You're not saying anything like that. You're just saying that it's kind of limited as where you can play in Brownsville, and so you guys need to get out to some areas where you can. I think everybody understands what you're saying.
That was a big deal to us, you know, getting out of Evans County, playing Bowling Green.
Have you guys ever played Louisville or Nashville?
We have played in Louisville. We played a Battle of the Bands up there at Wick's Pizza.
I remember that.
Yeah. 40 bands and that. It was a big deal. And a lot of good bands, man. Met a lot of cool people. And we ended up winning second place out of that. $200, man.
They gave you $200 cash?
Yeah. It's more than $8 and 5 stickers.
That's right. Now, wait a minute. You guys won a Battle of the Bands here in Bowling Green, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that, earlier in the year?
Yeah, it was the Warren County Public Library.
What did they give you for winning that?
We got a... We got to be on the scene on TV.
WNKY?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's it. That was the main reward of it.
So you've done that. So now you go in the studio, you record a second EP with Dave again.
Right.
It's out, it's available, and you guys are out touring that right now.
Yeah. Playing wherever we can, promoting it wherever we can get shows, man.
So let's talk about music a little bit. Not necessarily the band, but music. I'm interested in what you're into. You mentioned Aerosmith. You mentioned Kiss. Let's run down some other bands that you're into, maybe some shows you've been to, maybe some of your favorite releases, things like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm into a bunch of bands, man. I don't listen to the same 5 bands, you know, every week. I listen to other stuff. But a couple bands I can always go back to. Is number one, man, would probably be Green Day.
I'm
a huge fan of Green Day.
And
I remember when I was younger, I played a lot of video games. And when I was a kid, man, video games had awesome soundtracks.
That's right.
And Holiday off the American Idiot album was on one of the games I played. And that was like nothing I never heard. And then I would start learning Green Day songs. And that really opened me up to, you know, being able to write my own songs on guitar, mm-hmm. Green Day, you know, and Dookie would be my favorite album by them. It's just like, I love the punk rock sound, and that's just a number one album for me.
Now today you've got on a Nirvana shirt. Oh, yeah, you a big Nirvana fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge Nirvana fan, man. Yeah. Most people my age just buy Nirvana shirts and say they don't smell like Teen Spirit, but no, I'm a huge Nirvana fan, man.
Yeah, so you know more than just Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite Nirvana songs?
Well, Nevermind is definitely my favorite album. And then, you know, I love that album from track to track. Breed is probably my favorite track on that album. I don't know, Lounge Act, there's, I don't know. I love them all, man.
I think Territorial Pissing is my favorite song. Yeah. That's just so wicked, man.
Oh, yeah.
I dig that tune. Are there any bands that are like, let's say, newer, kind of happening today, kind of just coming out that you're into?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of newer bands. Number one, I'd have to mention Royal Blood. Mm-hmm. Royal Blood, for me, you know, they're just a bass player and a drummer, and that blew my mind, knowing that it was just a bass player, you know, and no guitar, because when I first heard them, I could have sworn it was, you know, at least three or four guys, and that kind of helped us. After we lost our bass player, that kind of helped me to see, well, maybe I can find my own sound, you know. Mm-hmm. I started messing with pedals and amps, and I started playing out of two amps instead of one, and then that kind of helped us to move on to find our new sound. You know, we wasn't looking so down on ourselves for losing our bass player, because it was tough after we first lost him. You know, we had some guys come down and try out, and they were all really good bass players, but mm-hmm. it just wasn't matching up. Nothing seemed to click. And yeah. Royal Blood, and there's other bands, but Royal Blood was the main band that allowed me to be able to make my own sound, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. And we should kind of point that out, that in between your first EP, Dreams, and your second EP, Explode, that's when you guys lost your bass player.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember we talked about that some, and you had some people try, but it just never, it really clicked.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you guys kind of, as you said there, kind of discover that you could just do your own thing, which is a two-piece.
Right.
And those of you listening out there, you should pick up the new EP, Explode, and check that out, because that's just guitar and drums, right?
That's it, man.
That's just it.
Guitar and drums, that's all we tracked in the studios, man. Yeah.
Now, going back to bands, Royal Blood's the last one you mentioned.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like live shows. Who have you seen live?
You know, I've not been to a whole lot of shows. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen Blackstone Cherry. And then I seen Blackstone Cherry when they performed with ZZ Top and the Headhunters at the Hot Rod Stadium.
Oh, yeah, a couple
that
years ago.
That was a really
back.
Good show, because I'm a big fan of ZZ Top. You
yeah,
know?
We were freezing our butts off that
oh,
day.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I remember
it's
that
a good show.
Show,
though.
It was a good show, but I remember that day very well.
Yeah.
So how many times have you seen Blackstone Cherry now?
I don't know, man. I've seen them.
Like 10 times?
Yeah, 10 or 12 times, man.
Have you ever met them?
Yes, I've met both Chris and Ben Wells. I had the honor of playing with Chris at my cousin's outdoor shop called Baron Outdoors in Glasgow. He's good buddies with Chris, and I was just starting to get into lead guitar. I hadn't had much experience with solos and stuff like that, and he kind of, you know, taught me a few things, and that was awesome to me, you know.
That's cool.
That was really cool.
That's very cool.
And then I also met Ben Wells.
Yeah.
I actually bought a guitar off him and had him sign it for me, and Ben is a cool guy too, man.
Yeah.
Just really nice guys.
They are good guys. Are there any other bands in the area, local bands that you're into other than Blackstone Cherry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and not just big bands, you know. I'm really into Kiss Kiss Bang, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're starting to really get big, but they're awesome, you know. And I don't know, this scene's got a lot of music to offer. If you don't like this kind of music, you can find something else. I mean, you really can.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that. Now, as far as music that you like, is it mostly rock music?
It is mostly rock music, mostly hard rock music, and I kind of like punk rock, you know, when it comes to like, and I like some old school punk too, but really my stuff is like Green Day, The Offspring, and mm-hmm. you know, bands like that, kind of like that, some people call it pop punk, you know, of that kind of era.
Well, you know, if you dig it, you dig it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right, right.
They can call it what they want to. If you like it, you like it. It's your thing.
Yeah, right.
So, guitar-wise, how did you learn how to play guitar? Because I think you're a pretty good guitar player.
Well, thank you, man. That means a lot. Well, like I said, I think I said earlier, like I was into video games a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Those Guitar Hero games came out, and I was really into them in a while.
They helped you along a little bit?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but you know, I kind of thought, well, maybe I can play guitar.
Oh, really? So you weren't even playing guitar at that point?
No, I wasn't even playing.
Just playing the games and thinking, hey, maybe I can play guitar.
Right.
And so how did you get that first guitar?
Well, I asked for one for my birthday, and You know, I got it, and I messed with it for about 30 minutes, man. And you know, my heart wasn't in it. I wasn't concentrated on it. And I put it down for about a year, man. Then I picked it back up. And like I said about Kiss earlier, I found that Kiss Greatest Hits album. I went to my room, and I put it in my CD player and cranked it. And I remember just practically just wailing and beating on my guitar, you know, just trying to play along with it, having no idea how to.
Sure.
But that's kind of when I said, you know, I kind of want to figure this out, you know.
So how many years ago was that? Like 4 or 5, something like that?
Yeah.
So that first guitar, what was it?
It was a Ibanez Geo.
Do you still have it?
I still have it.
Yeah.
I still have it. I remember I put like a big skull sticker on the back of it that was from Walmart or something, you know.
Who cares? I bet it looked cool, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, see, let me give you a little advice here. Don't ever get rid of that guitar.
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of people out there listening right now shaking their head because I just said that, because some of them got rid of their first guitar and they wish they still had it.
Right.
Not necessarily because their first guitar was a great guitar, just how cool would it be if you had your first guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm giving you some advice. Don't ever get rid of that guitar unless you're absolutely in dire straits,
right,
and it's either, you know, eat or play guitar. Okay, trade the guitar for a meal.
Yeah,
but so how many guitars do you have now? I have a feeling you have a couple.
I guess I got about 7 or 8, man. I really don't. Of course, I'm a Gibson man now. I start out with Ibanez Geo. Gibson gets a lot of crap these days about their stuff not being good anymore, but I tell you what, man, Gibson is... It's a guitar to have, man. It's just the ballsy sound that nothing else has. Me, anyway.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of the guitar players will agree with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you ever take lessons, or are you completely self-taught?
I did take lessons. And the guy who's giving me lessons was actually my cousin, and he can play bass, guitar, I guess a lot of different instruments, really. But, yeah, he gave me guitar lessons. But I was also learning stuff on YouTube. And this guy who's my cousin, you know, he'd be teaching me something that I didn't necessarily, you know, want to learn, you know. I want to play rock, you know, simple chords and stuff that I really already knew at that point. But, you know, I took lessons from a little while, and he did teach me a few things. You know, he taught me how to read music. I forgot how to read music, but he did teach me how to. But really, YouTube, my teacher, you know.
So a little bit from the family and a little bit from YouTube. Yeah. And probably, I would say you probably just have a little bit of natural talent.
Maybe.
But I mean, you have to, you know, it's like I was talking to somebody the other day about taking photographs. And, you know, sometimes it's the equipment and sometimes you got to have an eye for it.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently you have a little bit of something there that, you know, a little bit of talent, I would say. And that little bit of coaxing along with, you know, the lessons and probably watching and being able to understand what they're showing you on the YouTube, all that put together.
Yeah,
so you have to pat yourself on the back a little bit, man. Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
There actually is a slight history in guitar playing in my family, and not just guitar playing. My grandpa on my mom's side, he could play any instrument with a string on it, man.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I never got to meet him, unfortunately. But he was like, bluegrass music, man. He could play it all, I reckon.
Well, the thing of it is, this part of the country seems like there's a lot of different kind of music that flows through this area. A lot of people just say, oh, well, it's bluegrass and country. Well, there's a little bluegrass, a little country, a little, you know, a little rock and roll, a little R&B. It's all just kind of flows through here. So there's a lot of very talented folks out there.
Oh, definitely.
In our area. We're very fortunate with that. And as I like to say sometimes, we have accessible rock stars, as in, you know, you could be at Walmart running to Greg Martin of the Headhunters, running to some of the Blackstone Cherry guys, you know, because all of them have gone on to do well, but they're all still right here, and they're all very easy to talk to, and they're very much willing to help any way they can. So
they seem to be good guys, too, man.
That's why I call them accessible rock stars, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you got about, what'd you say, 7 or 8 guitars now?
Yeah, I guess I do.
What about, well, since we're talking about equipment, let's keep going. What about, you know, what do you play through? What's your thing?
What I seem to be playing at shows now I'll start with my guitar. My guitar is a 2014 Les Paul Custom that my dad actually bought for me for my graduation present.
He told
me if I didn't graduate, he'd take it back.
Oh, well, he's looking out for
right. So I'm thankful for that. That's my main guitar, and I also have a 2010 Les Paul. It's gray. It's a gray burst, I believe they call it. But it's a studio, and you'll see me play that at shows sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually one of those two. I'm a Les Paul guy, personally. Mm-hmm. And my amps, I'm playing Black Star amps now. I play through a 212 black star for my main sound, and then my bass sound, I guess you can call it my low end, is actually a head and cabinet. It's a black star. I seem to really like those black star amps. They got a cool sound, and they help me with my sound. And then, of course, if it wasn't for my pedals, we wouldn't have our big sound. What makes it me fill in for not having a bass player is that I have a pedal. It's an ABY pedal, and I can punch it in or out. Like, I might play like a riff for an intro, and then I can punch that in, and then you hear that bass sound with my regular guitar sound, you know. And I kind of got that from looking at Royal Blood and bands like that.
So, you know, I was kind of wondering about that, and I was going to go there, but you went there yourself. So that's how you kind of try to fill in that gap a little bit and kind of fill out the sound a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, we got to give Bo a little bit of love.
Oh, yeah.
What's he playing these days?
He's playing a set of Pearl Export drums, I think they're called.
Yeah.
They got a real pretty orange color to them. I don't know much about drums, but they are a good sounding kit.
What's the next thing for Black Gold?
I guess we don't have a whole lot going on right now. We're still promoting that new CD, but we did shoot a new music video during the weekend. We plan on putting it out real soon. As soon as we get it back, we shot it with 254 Productions, which he shot Kiss Kiss Bang's video, Wolf on Cosmonauts, and his own band Memory, and they're all awesome videos. So we decided to hit him up, and he helped us out. I don't want to give too many details away about the video, but it's going to be the coolest video we've had yet.
How many videos have you shot so far?
I guess this will be the fourth one. The first two we shot with a guy named Matt Hatfield out in Nashville with his company Southern Nights Love in Nashville. He shot the first two, and then the third one was for our song Wicked Ways off of the new CD, and we kind of made that ourselves. We set some cameras up around the garage, and I kind of pieced it together, you know. It's just a performance video is what it is.
Well, what's cool is I like the fact that you guys are working with a really good producer, with David Berry. I like the fact that you guys are finding a way, you know, because after you lost the bass player, you didn't get discouraged. You kept moving forward. You've released two EPs now, which I think are both really good.
Thank you.
You've got a great sound. You've got a great attitude. You guys are good guys. And I love that you're shooting videos. The videos are kind of fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
I like you guys. I want you to do really well.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
How old are you now?
We are both 19.
19. So the only thing that's really holding you guys back is that 19. Right, it's not really holding you back, but it's a little bit of something that's there that keeps you from getting into some places to play.
Right.
We'll use this as a commercial right now. Folks are listening, and if they're interested in adding you guys to the bill, where, when, why, how will you play?
Well, if you like what you hear from us, you can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, punch in Black Gold Music, search us up, direct message us, man. We'll get right back. We'll play whenever we can. You know?
Yeah, you're looking for opening slots, headlining, whatever. Yeah. You don't care.
Whatever. Yeah. We'll do it.
So no shows right now that you need to push?
No shows soon.
Nothing coming up right now.
We got a few coming up in the later months, but nothing as of now.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so when can we expect this video?
We're hoping, of course, the guy's still working on it, and we're not rushing him because he is awesome at what he does. Yeah. I can't wait to see how it turns out. You know, hopefully by the end of this week, we're thinking. So maybe when this airs, I'm not sure when this airs.
Yeah, probably when this airs, probably the video will be done, because it'll probably be a couple of weeks before this comes out. So the video may be done. So if the video is out while they're listening to this, what should they punch in to look for?
You can go to YouTube and type in Black Gold, I Don't Care, and it will pop up.
Okay, so that's kind of the latest thing happening with you guys. And as you said, you're looking for gigs. Anybody out there looking for an opener, looking for any kind of show that's like an all-ages show, you guys are looking for that.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there are some clubs in town where you can get in and play.
Right.
But you're like in play and you have to go straight back out. But you guys are cool with that. Whatever, right?
That's no problem. We're there to rock, man.
That's cool. Now, again, give all the web addresses and everything where they can find you.
You can search us up on Facebook and Instagram, Black Gold Music. Then also our new EP, Explode, is on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. You can just search Black Gold Explode about anywhere, and you'll find that too.
Okay.
Black Gold Explode.
Everybody check these guys out. These, of course, they've been around for 5 years,
yeah.
But I guess really the past couple of years is when you've really been kind of popping up in our area,
yeah,
because of the two EPs, and you've been coming in, down to BG and playing a couple of shows, and you kind of popped on my radar about two and a half years ago, something like that.
Yeah.
So everybody just jump on the interweb there, look them up, Black Gold Music, give them a listen. If you've got a show, some of you bands out there, or maybe you can hook these guys up with an opening slot or just anything on the bill, they would absolutely love that. Correct?
Oh, heck yeah, man.
All right. And now, anything else you would like to say to anybody or anything you want to reveal to us that you like cheese or like your favorite bird or anything like that? You can do it.
I believe that's got it, man.
That's got it. Think you're good?
I believe that's it.
All right. Everybody, Vincent and Bo, they are Black Gold. Check them out again, Black Gold Music. And Vincent, thank you so much for hanging out with us
today.
Thanks
for having me, man.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to push the button and stop it, okay?
Sounds good, man.